MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Andreas van Heerden, CEO of Afrimat. Results for year-end Feb saw revenue up 36.7%, HEPS down 87%, dividend of 15 cents. Andreas, appreciate the time. Lafarge, which I think in most of these numbers, fully online operational, how's it doing?
Yeah, Simon, it's fully integrated into our business now. We took full control in May last year. So It's, as we speak, it's just about a year since we bought the business. It was a tough year, you know, buying a business that is in such severe distress and turning it around. It's not the first time we've done something like this, but it's always extremely stressful. And as you can see in the numbers, it was tough. But where we are right now, the business is starting to perform really well. The aggregates businesses are profitable and contributing. The ash business is also profitable and contributing. And the cement business is just about at break even and gaining momentum fast. So it's looking a lot better than a couple of months ago.
And you had a fairly significant rise in inventories, almost 80% higher. Is a lot of that being Lafarge?
That is a big part of that is Lafarge, yes.
Okay. Finance costs, obviously, from the Lafarge acquisition. And my question is going to be, how quickly do you think the sort of debt levels will normalize? Although Afrimat's never had much debt. I mean, what does the debt landscape over the next couple of years look like for you?
Yeah, so, you know, going back a couple of years when we bought our first iron ore mine, we had a similar debt position just after the transaction in the first set of numbers we reported. So it's a bit of a repeat of that. In total, we're sitting with around about 2 billion rand of debt on the balance sheet. And, you know, if you just take last year, not this year, you know, with the results that we've just reported, but the previous year, our net cash from operations were significantly over 1 billion rand. Mm-hmm. If we just assume that we can get the business back to similar levels to that, it should take us probably about 2 years to get the business debt-free. Let's make it 3 years to be debt-free again. So, as you say, Afrimat is traditionally a business that runs with very low debt levels.
Yeah, and good cash generation to dissolve that debt away. How's Transnet doing for you? Is that, you mentioned the results, it's still a challenge. Are you seeing improvements? Is it still bleak?
It is looking marginally better in this numbers that we've just reported compared to the previous year. So we've saw a small increase in total volume sold to the export market. But I think more importantly is the approach of the new, well, they're not so new anymore, but the current management team. It's a pleasure to work with them, and they are very willing to work with us as an industry. So the prospects, I think, are a lot better than, say, 2 years ago. But the recovery will be slow. The backlog in maintenance on that system is just so severe that it'll take them a while, take us all a while to get that system back to its full potential.
Yeah, it's not going to be a quick fix at all. And Nkomati, you had some problems with the Mozambican border closures, but there seem to have been some other challenges within Nkomati. How's that going and what are the prospects there?
Yeah, Nkomati is a very, very difficult mine. The geology is not easy. Mm. The environment, it's quite far in a remote area. It's, you know, communities around it. It's also quite challenging. So there's a lot of challenges in that mine. But in the year that's gone by, we've actually seen huge progress. You know, all those houses that had to be moved and people relocated, that was all done. There was a lot of graves in the area where we want to mine. We managed to relocate those graves. There was a power line in place in the way we managed to relocate that. So there's a lot of things that that we managed to do. So I really do think that Nkomati is now set up for a much better performance this year than last year. Let's hope there's no surprises again.
Yeah, and geopolitical challenges, which are totally beyond everyone's control. Industrial minerals, that did really well, benefiting, you said, in the results from reduced load shedding, but a really strong performance from them.
Yeah, they managed to run the business very smoothly. Some of the marketing efforts that they did in the previous year when the load shedding hit the industrial customers, that worked very well, especially on the agricultural lime side. Yeah, that business, I'm very pleased with what the guys did there.
And you mentioned a moment ago, aggregates also, a very solid performance coming from aggregates, part of the construction materials, and really delivering strong numbers.
Yeah, remember, that's where we started. Yeah, that's where Afrimat started. Mm-hmm. And that's still where I believe we have, you know, the deepest skills pool. So the business, both the traditional Afrimat businesses as well as the new Lafarge quarries that we acquired, performed well. You know, and I think there's still some legs left to improve margins, especially with the Lafarge businesses that are now starting to gain momentum again.
All in, a tough set of numbers. We saw it coming. We chatted at half year, and even before that, before you'd actually taken over the Lafarge, you were expecting this. My sense is a tough year, but a much better sort of financial 26 ahead.
Yeah, we trust that. Obviously, it's never possible to predict accurately, but sure. From where I sit at the moment, I'm very, very positive. I think the base is in place. You know, the job isn't done yet with the turnaround of Lafarge. There's still a lot of work to be done. But we've got the right team and the right people, and I'm very bullish about both that and some of the other businesses like Nkomati, even our iron ore business. And, you know, I'm very, very positive about the year ahead.
Andreas van Heerden, CEO Afrimat, always appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.